Hello, welcome to Why Family Based Solutions podcast. My name is Florence Kundrink and I'm the founder of Why Family Based Solutions. Today is the 12th of November 2018. This first podcast is to act as an introduction preceding the proper podcast series. I'll tell you more about that shortly. Why Family Based Solutions is an organization aiming to raise awareness of how to help vulnerable children without unintentionally causing harm. I particularly put a spotlight on the dangers of institutionalization at the moment, but over time we'll also address things like preventing family separations, community services, and other family-based solutions. In order to raise awareness, I write books and blogs, give seminars and trainings, try to wrangle social media, and now, as the latest addition, I'm making a podcast. The idea behind the podcasts is to complement the blogs. In the blogs, theoretical information is given, and in the podcast I will try to bring home the same points, but through sharing stories of real-life examples of what happens and what can be the consequences of certain situations. The stories will be about things that I have witnessed, experienced, or have been told firsthand. To tell you a bit more about where all this is coming from, before Why Family Based Solutions, I ran another NGO called Orphanage Projects. For orphanage projects, I have spent time in many institutions in many countries for more than 11 years. I have seen and worked with children with and without complex special needs, in institutions that were run by the government, by NGOs, by faith-based organizations, and by private individuals. I have been to places run with very good intentions and places that were run solely for the profit at the expense of the children. I have seen relatively very good and also appallingly bad levels of care and have seen volunteerism up close and its consequences. Through this experience, I have come to recognize the inherent problems of institutionalization, even with relatively good care, and I've come to see the dangers of supporting the orphanage industry. Through the work I did for orphanage projects, I also came in contact with a wide range of family-based alternatives, and I got to be involved in those as well. Altogether, this has led me to fold orphanage projects and to start Why Family-Based Solutions this year. As mentioned before, today is a kind of standalone podcast to give an introduction before really kicking off the series. When recording the first trial podcast, I found that I had to stop so often to explain background information that the story was getting lost. So it seemed to make sense to me to do a separate introduction podcast to get the background stuff out of the way in one go. It may also be useful to have this to refer people to down the road for clarification. Next week I will post the first story, so the proper start of the podcast series. After that, I'll post a podcast once a month. Or if I find that there is a lot of call and interest for it, maybe I can make one once every other week. But you'll have to make yourself heard if that is what you want, and then I'll see what I can do. For the time being, it will just be me telling the stories. But who knows, down the line I may be able to convince other people to participate in the podcasts as well. We'll see about that. As mentioned, from next week, each podcast will be a story from real life. In none of the stories will I disclose the identity of the child or children, or of the other people involved in it. I will not let you know at which institution the story happened, nor even the country or the precise year that things happened. This is both to protect the people in the stories and to protect myself. While it is not at all my intention to throw accusations at particular countries, in fact, the most of the troubling things I've seen in very similar ways in many different countries. It's just that for this podcast, I need to make a pick of which story to tell. Yet some countries still do not take kindly to criticism. And by criticizing openly, I might risk not being allowed back into the country. So to make sure I can continue to do my job, I will leave those details out. When there are several people in a story to keep track of, I will give them made-up Western names to hide both their identity and their nationality. It's probably also useful to warn you that when I talk about projects that I've been involved in and organizations I've worked with and for, I tend to say we. This comes from the experience of having been one of the team for some time and having been seen as such too, and from representing the work to the outside world as a temporary representative for the organization. So in the stories, you can expect much the same to happen. I will talk about we, meaning myself as well as the other people I was working with at the time. Finally, in all my work, the aim is to increase awareness and understanding, also in these podcasts and in the blogs. So if you have any questions or requests for things to be addressed in either the blog or the podcast, please let me know in the comments and I will see what I can do. For now, watch this space for the first podcast with a story to appear 1 week from now. Thank you very much for listening, and keep educating yourself on how to help, not harm, vulnerable children, so we can keep moving towards family-based solutions for all children.